Morning. Last man, we discussed the halachas of Kiddush, halachas Neiris. Let's think of this man speaking about the halachas of Muksa. Muksa is a set of halachas which is negaya throughout the entire Shabbos. It's not, there are certain halachas of Shabbos that are negaya dafka out on the field. There are some halachas that are negaya dafka at the table or in the kitchen. But Muksa is a set of halachas which could come up wherever, anywhere we are over the entire Shabbos. And some say that the reason why Chazal instituted the halachas of Muksa is just so we should be constantly aware throughout the Shabbos that it's Shabbos today. Now, Muksa, in practical terms, is that there are certain items which one cannot move on Shabbos, and there are certain items which one can move, but only with certain conditions. And that's what makes the halachas of Muksa a little complicated, because it's, you gotta figure out which category does this item fall into, and what are the dinim of these items. So we're gonna try to break it down and make it as simple as possible. And the reasons that the Rambam gives for the halachas of Muksa is in order that Shabbos should be different than the rest of the week. In what way is Shabbos different than the rest of the week? Because not everything I could do during the week can I do on Shabbos. Another reason is because if it will allow you to use certain utensils which are used for work, one may come to do malachas on Shabbos, so to prevent malachas from taking place on Shabbos. And also because it's a day of rest, where a person is supposed to be menucha, a person is not supposed to be involved in, even if it's not malacha, just involved in work. And instead, just Shabbos is a day of kula ruchnius, or spending time with Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this will free our time. There's what's called a kli shemalachta le'isser and a kli shemalachta le'heter. Kli is a utensil. You have something which has a usage. There are those things that have usages, and the things that don't have a usage, a rock, a stone, a piece of wood, these things have no usage. I could create a usage for them. But then you have utensils which have a usage. You have kalim, you have things that have a usage. But within those things which have usages, there are those that the main usage is for iser. There are those that the main usage is for heter. I have a pen. A pen, I can use it for many different things. I can use it to scratch my head, or I can use it to point in the Gemara. But its main usage is for writing, which is a malach on Shabbos to write. A spoon, a fork, those are kli shemalach d'leheter. Their main usage is for eating, which is mutar on Shabbos. So we have a kli shemalach d'leheter and a kli shemalach d'leisser. Kli shemalach d'leheter is mutar to use for any reason you would want to move for. Even if it's just to keep your fingers busy, to flip it around. It's mutar as long as there's some reason why you're moving it, and not just doing it out of spacing out, but there's a reason why you're moving a kli shemalach d'leheter. Will be mutter. But what about a kli shemalach d'leisser? Let's say a pot. A child comes, empties out the closet of a pot, and the pots are lying on the floor. Can I move that around? A pot, its main usage is for cooking. Cooking, even though sometimes it's used to store food, put in sometimes after you cook the food, you don't want to have to put it into another container, so you're going to store the food in the pot. But its main usage is for cooking. Cooking is also on Shabbos. So it's a kli shemalach d'leisser. What are the halachas? One's permitted to move a kli shemalach d'leisser for what's called the tzarech gufa, the tzarech mekayma. Gufa means for its usage. If I would need the pot to store something in, or I'd need the pot to fill it up with water to bring to the table, let's say, for a usage. Or mekayma is now the pots are lying on the floor and I cannot get by with the pots in my way. I need the place of where the pots are. That's mekayma. There are other halachas of other types of items which are going to be more stricter. Like we spoke about the rock or the stones outside, which have no usage. That's going to be usur to move, even if it's a gufa and kaimai. I would like to, in the upcoming weeks, just to give different examples, and through the examples, learn the halachas of what's permitted to move and when it's permitted to move, etc. Good Shabbos. Just everyone keep in mind, as Len was pointing out, Shabbos this week, Halachas Neiros is 4:15.
Wow.
So,